This is Connecting the Notes. I'm your host, Matthew Ray, and this next hour we're going to listen to some songs written by the late Baker Knight. So, Baker Knight, he wrote for some of the bigger names in music in the late 50s and 60s, including Elvis, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Nancy Sinatra, Ray Peterson, and Ricky Nelson. His songwriting eventually drifted into psychedelic and country music as well, and he fronted the rockabilly band Baker Knight and the Nightmares. We'll start out with hearing one of his Nightmares track. This song is called Bring My Cadillac Back.
I found myself in a terrible fix. My baby was gone and the Cadillac too. Now, won't you tell me what I'm gonna do? Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. She said she loved me, said she always would. But she left me for a cat named Robin Hood. He had a dark green suit with a feather in his hat. He wasn't nothing but a real cool cat. Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. Choice, I'd take the Cadillac. Well, I'm looking high and I'm looking low. Where in the world did that woman go? I gotta find my baby and bring her back home. She ran off with my Cadillac. Oh, bring my Cadillac back. Oh, baby, bring my Cadillac back. Yeah, bring my Cadillac back. Oh, baby, bring my Cadillac back. Oh, baby, won't you bring my Cadillac back?
Baker Knight and the Nightmares with their 1956 single Bring My Cadillac Back, released originally on Kit Records and later distributed by the British label Decca. That song was banned from radio airplay because, well, gave free advertising to Cadillac. Radio time in 1956, quite a commodity, can't just be giving that stuff away for free. So, Bring My Cadillac Back, banned from radio airplay in 1956. Baker Knight was born in Birmingham, Alabama on July 4th, 1933. Upon graduation of high school, he joined the Air Force, where he spent 3 years stationed in Germany. With the Air Force, he learned guitar, and his interest in music continued when he returned from service in 1954, enrolling at the University of Alabama and studying art. It was around this time that he released Bring My Cadillac Back for Decca Records, which, as I said, was banned from the radio. Despite the setback, Decca kept him aboard, and he released a few more singles, all written by himself with arrangements contributed by Ray Ellis. Here's one of those singles. It's called Lova, Lova, Lova.
Well, ain't you something? Ain't you sweet? Well, you just flipped me off of my feet. Hey, baby, let's make a little love, 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 love. Well, I dig your walking, swinging hips, a crazy figure, luscious lips. Hey, baby, let's a little love, 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 love. Well, don't waste time. I'm going out of my mind. Tripping and a slipping and a falling down. Looking like a fool all over town. But this is something you should know. Well, if you want me, let it show.
love, love. Tripping and slipping and falling down, looking like a fool all over town. But this is something you should know. Well, if you want me, let it show. Hey, 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 baby, let's make a little love, 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 love.
Lova, Lova, Lova by Baker Knight and the Nightmares. That's the Nightmares spelled with a K. This and two other singles failed to chart, and Baker Knight found himself dropped from Decca Records in 1958. That year, he set off for Hollywood in hopes of an acting career. Those plans never quite materialized, but he did fall into some good company, making friends with Eddie Cochran and songwriter Sharon Seeley. Cochran and Seeley introduced Knight to Ricky Nelson, who recorded Knight's songs Lonesome Town. And the song hit the charts, and Nelson would go on to record over 20 more of Baker Knight's songs. So things were looking up for a young Baker Knight.
My dearest darling, just got the Hollywood chicken in my bags on the strip at the Starlight Motel. Gonna be a big star picking on my guitar right now, can't afford a hotel. Look on the envelope, see where it's postmarked Hollywood. Ain't that the living in? Put it in a frame, you can carry it around over town. You can show it to your girlfriends. Gonna make a big storm, honey. Keep the bed warm till I get home with your cash. Keep a ribbon in your hair till I get back there. Baby, don't do nothing rash. Things are looking good out in Hollywood. Something's going on, cause the people walking down the street are all wearing boots and long hair. Back in Louisiana, people never would believe it, cause they never seen nothing like it down there. One thing that bothers me, everybody that you see is carrying a guitar. Oh, the girls are kinda friendly, but their clothes ain't as pretty as the way that they fit are. I'm gonna make a big storm, honey, keep the bed warm till I get home with the cash. Keep a ribbon in your hair till I get back there. Baby, don't do nothing rash. Things are looking good out in Hollywood. Contract. I saw him just a while ago, he told me not to worry, cause it takes a little time to make a contact. Honey, he's a nice man, even when I said I couldn't call him for a day or two. Oh, it made me feel important when he turned around and said to me, son, don't call me, I'll call you. Things are looking good out in Hollywood.
Things Are Looking Good out in Hollywood, written and performed by Baker Knight. It was out in L.A. that Knight began to find success as a songwriter. After Ricky Nelson charted with his Lonesome Town and the B-side to that record, I Got a Feeling, Nelson went on to record 20 more of Baker Knight's songs. He was still interested in recording himself, and when Ricky Nelson approached him about recording the song Never Be Anyone Else But You, Knight hesitated and eventually gave in and sold the song to him, resulting in yet another hit for Ricky Nelson.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the good
girls I've ever known. I would come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. Ooh, when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me. 'Cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
Another Baker Knight penned song, this time performed by Ricky Nelson, that was called Never Be Anyone Else But You, and was a B-side to a single released in 1959. That same year, Baker Knight got another chance at a recording contract, this time with Coral Records. Ironically enough, they were a subsidiary of Decca, who dropped the artist less than 2 years earlier. This time, Baker Knight recorded a song he was holding on to called Just Relax. Friend and collaborator Eddie Cochran is the guitarist used on this session.
Kiss you just right. So baby, won't you please be just a little nicer to me? And don't be nervous at a time like this. Love is something that we don't wanna miss. Let me thrill to your touch, because I love you so much. I ought to know how I care. So baby, won't you be fair? Don't fight, everything's gonna be alright. Honey, won't you hear my plea? And cut it up real close to me. I wanna know what do you think. So if you love me, just wait. Oh, I got a feeling that you could really go for me too. So don't fight, everything's gonna be alright. But honey, won't you hear my plea and cuddle up real close to me? I wanna know what you think. So if you love me, I'll just wait. Oh, I got a feeling that you could really go for me too. So
Baker Knight with Just Relax, a single recorded for Coral Records in 1959. After releasing just one more single for that label, Knight was dropped once again. Ricky Nelson's father and bandleader Ozzie Nelson offered Knight $10,000, and that's a 1950s $10,000 for that song, but Knight wanted to keep it himself. And in one interview, he expressed regret for the decision, but I say, good for you, Baker Knight, good for you. We're spending this hour looking at the music of Baker Knight, whose recording career may have gone completely unnoticed had it not been for his songwriting, which attracted the attention of Eddie Cochran, Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Ricky Nelson, Elvis, Ernest Ashworth, and many, many others. Eddie Cochran was featured on guitar in the song you just heard. He himself recorded Baker Knight's 1 Minute to One, and he also asked for Knight's help on what became one of his biggest hits, Summertime Blues. And as the story goes, Knight fell asleep during the process of writing that song and woke up a little late to contribute. So here is Eddie Cochran with Summertime Blues, which Knight didn't contribute really anything to, followed by Cochran's version of the Baker Knight penned 1 Minute to One.
I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try to earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby, try to get a date, my boss says,
no die, son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use the car to go a ride next Sunday. Oh, well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work or live.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Take 2 weeks, gonna have a fine vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
One by Eddie Cochran, a song written by Baker Knight, who is the songwriter we are featuring tonight on Connecting the Notes. Before that song, you heard Eddie Cochran again with Summertime Blues, another hit for the young guitarist. Another one of Baker Knight's songs to take off was The Wonder of You, thanks in large part to Elvis Presley, who sang the song live and released it as a single in 1970. It was one of his more popular songs in the UK, and of course it charted well in the States as well. It was recorded by Elvis in 1970, over 10 years after Knight originally composed it. He originally had Perry Como in mind, but it ended up falling into the lap of Ray Peterson in 1959, who had some success with it as well. Here's Elvis's version, followed by a version of the song recorded by a vocal group, The Platters. I'm not sure what year exactly. It's in the late 60s. I kind of like the version. So we'll hear Elvis's version and then The Platters' version.
Yeah.
1960s saw Baker Knight writing for Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, and Sammy Davis Jr. He even tried his hand at the psychedelic stylings of the day, writing two songs for the West Coast pop art experimental band and recording a few psychedelic nuggets himself. The West Coast pop art experimental band were interesting. Bob Markley was the man behind it, and he had a lot of money to throw at the project. He was the son of an Oklahoma oil tycoon, and he assembled a group of musicians and, largely with the help of Kim Fowley, procured contributions from Baker Knight, P.F. Sloan, Hale Blaine, and Van Dyke Parks. They were based out of Los Angeles, and their shows featured some extravagant light shows, and during their concerts, they released three records and then disbanded. A bit of dysfunction internally in the group, but they managed to put out a few, you know, a few pretty nice songs here. We're going to hear one written by Baker Knight. It's called If You Want This Love. He also wrote Shifting Sands on their first record, Volume 1. And we're going to follow that up with a Baker Knight and the Nightmares recorded composition called Hallucinations.
If you want this love of mine, keep me gentle.
Hallucinations. disappear. Hallucinations, they are driving me insane. Hallucinations, something's pounding in my brain. Girl, I can't believe that you don't care. Everywhere I go, I see you standing there. And every night I lie awake in hope for real. All at once you're mine again, or so it seems. You're standing before me saying everything's all right.
Baker Knight and the Nightmares with Hallucinations. Before that, you heard the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with If You Want This Love, that song written by Baker Knight. This hour, if you're just joining us, we've been listening to the music from songwriter and performer Baker Knight. He passed away in his hometown of Birmingham, Alabama on October 12, 2005 at the age of 72. He spent the last 10 years of his life recording in a home studio. He suffered from chronic fatigue and agoraphobia towards the end of his life, and one of his last records was an instrumental record intended to help others with similar conditions. He was able to publish his memoir shortly before his death, and in the 70s, long before returning to Birmingham, he turned his attention to writing country songs. Had some success doing this as well, having his songs played by Hank Williams Jr., Mickey Gilley, Ernest Ashworth, and Dave and Sugar. A song he wrote for Mickey Gilley was actually won Song of the Year honors from the Academy of Country Music in 1976, kind of a novelty chauvinistic song called Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angels, of the backstreet boys. If I could rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, I'm looking for a 9, but 8 could work right in. A few more drinks and I might slip to 5 or even 4. When tomorrow morning comes and I wake up with a number 1, I swear I'll never do it anymore. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. How they all begin to look like movie stars. How the girls all get prettier at closing time. When the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels on the backstreet bar. Hey, hey, hey.
to criticize the girls at all. 'Cause I'm no Robert Redford, even Overhaul. But we all picture in our minds a girl that looks just right. Now ain't it funny? Ain't it strange? The way a man's opinions change when he starts to face that lonely night. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. All the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now when the change starts taking place, it puts a glow on every face of the fallen angels. Fallen angel, I'm old Backstreet Boy.
Well, I don't need a fancy limousine to carry me around from scene to scene.
sorry about that. Sorry, I am about that. If there's anything I can't stand to see, it's a grown man cry. Poor baby.
I get the feeling she's not all that sorry. That was Nancy Sinatra singing the Baker Knight song, Sorry About That. And Baker Knight recorded that song as well, so it's you can just kind of switch roles there. I like songs where Baker Knight, the man, becomes the wrongdoer, the heartbreaker. So everyone doing everyone wrong. That's kind of how it is, I suppose. Before that, you heard Ernest Ashworth taking on the Baker Knight songbook with A Week in the Country, and we started off with Mickey Gilley's version of Don't the Girls All Get Prettier at Closing Time, which won Song of the Year honors in 1976 from the Academy of Country Music, which is located in Los Angeles, not in Nashville. Let's hear some of the songs Baker Knight recorded himself with his band, The Nightmares, with a K, under the name. Like this stuff. It never really translated to much chart success for Baker, and I suppose not all that surprising. The song is called Hungry for Love.
Girl, I'm hungry for your love. Baby, can't you see? Yeah, when you roll your big blue eyes, how you torture me. It really is a low down shame to make me take all the blame when I'm hungry for love, your sweet love. Well, I tried to run away, but there ain't no use. And no, cause the chain around my heart will never turn me loose. I couldn't leave you if I tried. Oh, baby, my hands are tied. I'm hungry for love, sweet love. Well, mama done told me, papa too, they told me to get away from you. But every time our lips combine, you nearly drive me out of my mind. All right, anything you say, cause you know I've gone too far to ever get away. Oh, I couldn't leave you if I tried.
A national emergency or a local disaster, the Red Cross is the first to respond with care and relief. But we're not a government agency. We need you. Call the American Red Cross at 1-800-HELP-NOW, because your help can't wait.
One day when I was thinking of you and the little things that we used to do, I got out my pencil and I started to write things down. My very first professional song, and it didn't take it very long before the record was playing on every jukebox in town. Now every time I hear the record play, I wanna run away, 'cause it just keeps making me blue. Ain't it funny how people are dancing? Memories of you. I wrote about the way that I feel and the love that I could never conceal, but I just couldn't keep you though I tried everything that I knew. I put to music every tear that I cried and the way that I've been hurting inside. Every word in the song tells the story of my love for you. Now every time I hear the record play, I wanna run away, 'cause it just keeps making me blue. Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memory? Every time I hear the record play, I wanna run away, 'cause it just keeps making me blue. Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memories of you? Ain't it funny how people are dancing to my memories of you?
Won't you look in the mirror up on the wall and tell me, what do you see? Is there a pretty girl looking back at you, the one that's been cheating on me? Ask her how many boys her lips have kissed and how many times she's lied. Look in the mirror up on the wall and let your conscience be your guide.
It ain't nothing but love. It ain't nothing but love. Can you feel your heart skip a little bit? It ain't nothing but love. And then you feel kind of dizzy when you stand on your feet. It ain't nothing but love. When she holds your hand, and do you feel real funny? Do you lose your head when she calls you honey? Well, don't you worry about a thing now. It ain't nothing but love. Can you feel your head spinning all around? It ain't nothing but love. And you feel like you're flying with your feet on the ground. It ain't nothing but love. Do you walk her home or with your arm around her? Do you think she's sweet and you're glad you found her? Well, don't worry about a thing now. It ain't nothing but love. It ain't nothing but love. Ain't nothing but love. When you feel like everything's upside down, it ain't nothing but love. For when you kiss her goodnight 37 times, that ain't nothing but love. And you feel kind of funny when the wedding bell chimes, it ain't nothing but love. When you feel real good every time you kiss her, if she left you now, do you think you'd miss her? Well, don't worry about a thing now. It ain't nothing but love. Funny when the wedding bell chimes, ain't nothing but love. Do you feel real good every time you kiss her? If she left you now, do you think you'd miss her? Well, don't worry about a thing, cause it ain't nothing but love. Ain't nothing but love.
Alright, all those songs by Baker Knight. That was Ain't Nothing But Love. Before that, Look in the Mirror. Before that, My Memories of You. And we started that off with Hungry for Love, all by Baker Knight. Hope you've enjoyed this hour listening to the music of Baker Knight. He also wrote this song, which is Shifting Sands, which was recorded by the aforementioned West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band. If you want any more information on this show, go to connectingthenotes.com, and I'll see you next time. Thanks.
You know the love I gave you, it's slipping from your hand, 'cause I was born to wander like the ship.
Like the ship.